My curiosity drew me to the village of Turguzabad. I found the address given by Netanyahu. This is a property which Netanyahu claims to be the secret nuclear warehouse. Let's ask the residents of this neighborhood to see what's inside this building.
Unlike a nuclear site, the area around the building does not look like a highly secured place. There are no fences, no armed guards, and everyone could easily film the place. We were not the only news crew who were there.
We should thank Netanyahu for making our village famous. Since he mentioned the word, dozens of journalists have been gathering here for producing reports on our village.
Just a few meters across from the mentioned building, there's a carpet cleaning factory. Falahati is one of the stakeholders of the place. He says this area mostly houses carpet cleaning factories.
The building used to be a carpet cleaning factory. It has not been used for at least 3 years, and there's a guard inside it.
This is not the first time Netanyahu's UNGA speech becomes the subject of scorn. In 2012, he showed a cartoon bomb at the UN General Assembly, warning of, quote, Iran's imminent nuclear threat. This is why the IAEA, as the only globally recognized nuclear inspector, has confirmed that Iran's nuclear program is peaceful. Israel is widely believed to possess huge nuclear arsenal, but it has not allowed any inspection of its nuclear facilities and has defied international calls to join the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty.